So we want to always give an honor to our wife, respecting and praising her. It said in Proverbs 31, you know, her husband rises up and prays her. Isn't that nice? Yes, it's wonderful. And then it says we want to remain faithful, loyal, dependable, and sensitive to her needs. It is so important that we recognize the needs of our wives, that we are sensitive to her needs, not becoming selfish. And now if you're a single parent, you know, you're a widow, you're divorced, these are still applicable for each one of us to give honor to the Lord, to really praise Him, to always have that respect for others, and to remain faithful. By the way, this morning early, I was thinking of many who have experienced difficulties in relationships. Those who have failed, where the wounds are deep and the pain is real. And God, in His Spirit, revealed to me early this morning while I was on bed to give hope to the people, to let you know that God can take your mess and turn it into a message and put you on a mission to help others. Out of your bitter experiences, God can use it so that you become a helper to many who are hurting but do not know your God who is able. You know, I want to tell you how big God. When I am done, I look at not bigness of the problem but of the bigness of God. You know, in Genesis chapter 17 and verse 1, Abraham was going to relocation. And you know what God said to him? He says, I am the Almighty. Walk before me. I am the Almighty. Job had lost everything. And Job was there. But you know what Job said in Job 42 and verse 2? Thou canst do anything. Jeremiah was going through a difficult time when the nations were against him. And the people were very much in arrogance and criticism of Jeremiah. And you know what Jeremiah said in 32:17? Ah, Lord God, you've made the heavens and the earth by your mighty power and outstretched arm, and there is nothing too hard for you. Oh, you remember Mary, it's impossible for her to have a baby without having a person, you know. But the Lord said to her in Luke 1:37, remember the angel said to Mary, with God, nothing is impossible. That's the God that you want to dwell on, beloved. And then in Romans 8:31, he says, God is not against you. God is for you. Hallelujah. What a God we serve. Whether you be single, doesn't matter who you are, you have a God who is greater than your giants. You have a God who is there for you to hold you together. Let's move on. Roles of the Father. You know, there are many. I said it's humble, in a humble manner. You folks have been reading the newspapers. You've been looking at the news. You've been meeting many people. You know, it touches my heart that there are many fathers, but there are not many dads or daddies, you know. Some have just have children and abandoned the family. But you know, I want you to know God will never abandon you. He will never abandon you. You have a father and you can call him daddy. He says we can call him Abba Father. Abba. You don't have to be afraid to go to him. You know, sometimes you don't even know where dad is. You know, there was a time when we used to ask, do you know where your children are? It used to be an advertisement. It's reversed. It's so sad. There are many children who are asking today, do you know where my dad is? Do you know where my dad is? And some of us can be dads, but we can be absent fathers. Emotionally, spiritually. But we have a father this morning. I want to tell you, young people, we have a father who is always there for us. And one who never says you come too often, you complain too much. He loves you as you are. You know, the sun never stops shining. We may not see the times clouds will come in, but the sun...